from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's obviously fun to go out there, and I think these receivers know too, and these tight ends, like at any given moment the ball could be coming to me, so might as well run my route full speed. I mean, that's what you saw today. But yeah, no turnovers on the day for any of the quarterbacks, which, you know, that's something that we're going to continue to keep preaching, the ball, the ball, the ball. And turnover differential in the league is a big statistic in deciding who wins football games. So the better that we can be with that, the better that this team's going to be.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen saying what you're supposed to say. He can't say interceptions don't matter. I can say that, though. And they don't. Speaking of interceptions, they kind of matter. But as he's going to the break, there's one quarterback out there apparently throwing a lot of picks at camp, and he has invoked a defense of that, Joe, that I remember Zach Wilson using.
Yeah. That's not good.
No, that's a bad sign. Brock Purdy apparently getting picked off a lot of Niners practice, and he says, well, now's the time to experiment. No, that is, in fact,
problem.
Probably not, but that excuse doesn't work. Imagine Josh comes out here, throws six picks. He's like, I was just trying stuff. That's not the time to try stuff.
I mean, it is a practice.
It
right?
is a practice, but the justification of trying something you wouldn't normally do. Chances are you were actually just getting picked off. You're trying something you thought you could do, and it got picked off. What do? You run here and say, oh, I guess I can't throw that pass against that coverage. Of course, you might later in the season.
Okay. Is Purdy different, though, because is he someone that there are throws out there that he won't attempt because he knows he can't make them? And in camp, he's, now that he's more solidified, like before, he's trying to win a roster spot or he's trying to secure his starting position, and there's an 18-yard out to the sideline that he kind of knows that's not my throw. So with all of this happening, I'm not going to try to make that throw because I'm trying to make the team or I'm trying to secure a starting spot. Now that he is more secure, does he go, let me see if I can throw that 18-yard out? And then he starts getting intercepted because he actually can't throw the 18-yard out.
I would probably guess it's just he got picked off a couple times.
All right.
and probably not much else.
Is he excuse making for it?
I mean, in terms of like making all the throws, he's not some rag arm loser out there.
No, he's somewhere. He's probably somewhere in the middle.
He's
right?
He's kind of good. I think we're starting to round out on Purdy being pretty good. He did make the NFL top 100. We talked about that a little bit as well. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. So the NFL, by the way, the preseason starts tonight, and the NFL's moving towards the elimination of the chain gang?
Because they're trying... Did I see this? The tennis stuff? Hawkeye, whatever it's called? Like the technology that like kind of analyzes the field and then gives you like an immediate response? Is that what they're doing instead? Getting rid of the chain gang?
As was it,
like the Hawkeye, whatever it's called? Hmm. Okay. I mean, it's pretty archaic, isn't it? The chain gang. The measurements. I remember this was at the end of week 18, Bills and Dolphins, where did the Bills try 4 QB sneaks on that final drive that they had trying to end the game and put it on ice so the Dolphins couldn't get the ball back? And every time they went to measure on that final drive, and the last one, remember, the Bills were short and the Dolphins got the ball back, I remember thinking, there's no way this system is accurate. There's no way these people running in from 25 yards away are going to walk a tightrope exactly to the inch along where they're supposed to be. The ref spots the ball an inch to where it's supposed to be. Maybe that's not changing, the ref spotting the ball part. But, yeah, to me the chain gang is so inexact. So I'm into that. I'm into this.
It is one of these spots where doesn't it sound like it's going to make a bigger difference than it is? Because the Hawkeye technology is simply going to...
make it faster?
Yeah. We're going to stop where they call the chains out and say, yes, that's a first down, which, if I could play devil's advocate, not too intensely here, that is a dramatic moment. And the NFL, by using Hawkeye technology, if they're going to do that instead of the chain gang, is getting rid of a dramatic moment. And they are not actually spotting the ball any better. There's no exoskeleton of chips in the ball that determine the furthest line to gain that the ball carrier got before the knee went down. None of that's happening. It's just the official puts the ball down on the ground, and then Hawkeye will tell you that is over the line where the first down's supposed to be. That's it. They're trying it in preseason games. Mm-hmm. I do not believe it's happening in tonight's game, which is unfortunate because would like to watch a game that's nationally televised that has this. But Gary Brantley, the NFL's Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer, says, we are in the installation phase for all of our stadiums, getting them calibrated and up to date. We're getting ready to play to a we're getting to a place where this system is as accurate as possible and calibrating across our multiple stadiums, unlikely to be implemented for the regular season before next year. So they're just trying it in the preseason, not likely in the regular season. I would imagine if it were ready at the end of the regular season, it's not something they're just going to try to throw in there when the playoffs begin, right? You wouldn't want to, hey, let's try our new system, and hopefully it's calibrated correctly. So we're going to get a peek at it in the preseason, maybe see it next year, and even then, again, it will speed things up. Does the NFL really want to speed things up? Or what do fans want? Do you want the time it takes for that measurement to go away? Or do you want to find a way where, if the ball has crossed a certain line or is in a certain spot, you get the spot right? Because on a third and five, oh, wow, that's a good spot, or oh, wow, that's a bad spot. As silly as it might be to talk about, you know, 4 inches, we do know that that matters.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change.
That the more important part to me, the better thing to fix is spotting the ball in the first place. But couldn't this be a baby step towards getting there also, where you introduce this technology for this element only, which is the easier thing to figure out, which is the chain gang, and is the ball actually even across the line? And I do think, for the amount of complaints that I hear about replay review taking too long, like, to me, I think fans probably want to, the fans do, I don't know if the league does, but I think fans probably would rather not have to wait an extra 45 seconds while the ref stops the game, the chain gang runs over, they make sure they're all set up, then they extend it, then the ball, then the signal. Like, we're talking like a 30 to 45 second process. If I could get that down to 5 seconds because the ref...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just looks at his watch. Like, to me, all of this is just in the theme of the league the last couple of years, which is... replay's not going anywhere. We're just going to be doing it faster and quicker. And whenever possible for us to make a decision like that and shorten the amount of time it takes us to figure it out, we're going to do it. Like, to me, it's along those lines. And while I might not be getting where the ball is spotted with this technology right now, like, to me, you're opening the door, though. If you put this in and it works for a year or two, with the chain gang part of it, then maybe they'd be more open to figuring out, okay, well, why don't we add to it now and let's take that decision out of the ref's hands and let's get a more accurate reading on it where we have a system that tells exactly where the ball's supposed
doesn't
to go.
Doesn't that seem, well, I mean, not impossible. The main difference between a lot of these goal line technologies, so let's look at a couple of them. In soccer, did it cross the line or not?
Is soccer the same thing, by the way?
Hawkeye, it might be. Is Hawkeye?
It looks similar, at least.
Yeah, is Hawkeye?
I don't know.
Sony's Hawkeye technology. Let me find it. It's all right. We'll have to find out exactly where it's used.
I'll find it. Yeah.
Is it used in tennis? Is it used in soccer? Hockey could do this as well, right? Which is, where's the line? Where's the ball?
Hawkeye did develop the VAR system.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's a major difference in that the Hawkeye in soccer. All it needs to do is determine, did this ball cross this line?
Yeah.
And in football, it's when did it cross the line?
You
would need other...
Or how far did it cross?
Was this person's knee or elbow down at the time? So all of a sudden, I'm introducing more... I'm going to sound really like I know what I'm talking about here, but I don't. More data points for some sort of first down technology.
Yeah.
I need to know the knee. I need to know... What about forward progress? How does that work? That is a judgment call. Here's the ball. Well, the official blew the whistle. Now I got Gene Steratore coming and tell me, guys, I hear the whistle before I see the Hawkeye light go green. Because that's... So, I'm not telling you that I wouldn't love the idea of an improvement, but it just seems like it's a lot of work. And I'm not sure that football can get the human element out of it when there are judgment calls built into the spot.
Yeah, I get that. I guess in my mind, I'm visualizing, like, you know in VAR in soccer when the ball is on the line or, like, it's really close, and they'll show you the angle from the sideline, like, virtually on the broadcast, and then it'll kind of, the camera will, like, automatically, it'll go to above, and then it'll zoom in. Like, to me, that digital graphic that, again, happens within 10 seconds... I'm just visualizing, like, in the NFL, I'm watching on a broadcast, and Allen QB sneak. Did he get across the first down marker? Quick. It goes to the Hawkeye system. And the same graphic pops up. You see it from the sideline. It goes to the above angle. You've got your virtual whatever, like, visualization of what just happened, and you see the football with the line. And then it tells you exactly, oh, yeah, it did cross. But, right, you would have to the work you're bringing up, I still feel like you can do it. Like
you can.
Your last hurdle would be, how do I figure out forward progress? And if that's my last hurdle, am I sounding ridiculous? Am I going way too far with it if I'm saying, like, can I get the whistles to be somehow connected to it so that the thing stops the moment the whistle gets blown? I don't know.
Listen, I think it's fine to dream big. One way it could be implemented, if you had, like, goal line technology, is on the replay. Let's say the official is watching a replay. Again, this doesn't eliminate replay, which is the official's watching, and he is looking for the knee to go down. And again, like, a green light shows up. Instead of trying to look at two things at once, he's got green light. That means they've crossed the line. Okay, where's the knee at that moment? Because sometimes you'll be talking about a replay where an official is watching. From one angle, you can see the ball. From the other angle, you can see the knee. And how do we tie those two events together? I think the first down, the elimination of the chain gang. The chain gang, by the way, will still be on the field.
They will? For what?
You're going to want the line to gain on the sideline.
Oh, for the players.
So all we are – the story – maybe I'm wrong here.
They'll just never actually come out on the field.
Yes. All we're actually eliminating is walking on the field holding a link of a chain down to a yard line.
All right. Well, at that point, we're just making it's kind of like a replay review, right? In a way, isn't the chain gang like a replay review?
A little bit.
So in at the end of the day, I feel like I'm just streamlining – something that the league already does. I'm just making it quicker, which I'm fine with. That's why I have no problem with the eye in the sky that it's kind of a mystery man where we don't even know when he reviews stuff, and you get the after discussion, you know, we've changed the call on the field. Like, to me, I never have a problem with any of that because that's what everybody wants. It's you're getting the right call most times, more often than not, more accurately than without it. Which I'll take. It, just because it's not 100% doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And I'm doing it within a couple of seconds. Like, to me, that's the way the league is trying to go. Is we are going to review all this stuff, but it's going to be so quick that it's not going to bother you.
803-0550. We're going to break in. Sal coming up at 8. Joe Brady, Bill's offensive coordinator, at 9. About 9:15 in that neighborhood. You can join us if you'd like. 803-0550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.